the scope exactly? There are other planets?
There are planets.
Are they self-illuminating? Are they self-illuminating like the moon?
Yes. That is editing.
Very soon the United States is sending up one rocket and Russia is sending up another rocket, and they're joining in space. They think this is progress, that they're joined together up there. They hope someday that they will be able to stay in a station like that and then go out to some planet.
We'll probably have some argument in outer space. The astronauts will get into
it. It has been with no compliance yet. As long as it's time.
They actually have never got to the moon.
He says, did they ever actually get to the moon or not? They used to think that because there was overpopulation, we will go to another planet and then begin living there.
According to the direction of our Lord Gita, there is no question of yes, the everything.
People just take it for granted. People just take it for granted. There is overpopulation. Yes, there is lack of food. There is starvation.
Because they cannot manage. So, they need some other cause.
Yeah. They blame it on nature.
Yeah.
They don't know that nature's arrangement is perfect.
They spend billions of dollars to try to go in space, but they don't spend that money for food.
Right.
Thank you. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says he creates the four varnas and ashramas. These four classes of men are everywhere. I was just wondering if it is correct to say each man only finds his satisfaction performing the particular type of work according to his mode of nature. Mm-hmm. I think that man who is in the mode of passion, like a kshatriya, he only finds satisfaction when he's engaged in warfare or administrative work. Someone will be over the Vaishya, the Sudra.
10.
According to our three ways, and then subject the same example. We inject some disease, contamination, and you gain the result. So our endeavor should be how to raise ourselves to be such to be capable that we can do, and then transcend sattva and reach the spiritual plane. Everyone is trying to improve his position. Okay. But they do not know what is meant by improvement. Improvement means mostly they are in tamogun, ignorance. So, there is some tamogun to rajogun, rajogun to satogun, and then satogun to transcendence. That is improvement. So, generally people are suffering on account of association with tamogun and rajogun. Whole material part. Mostly tamogun, and few of them in Rajas. The symptoms of Rajas and Tamagun are lust and greediness. That's what your friend is told me. The students are talking about homosexuals. That means Tamagun. For the education, students, they are discussing about homework. And in some classes, desires, very prominent, are how to fulfill by homosex or sex with women. This is their subject. Everyone in this material world infected with this tamogun, all lusty people, in various ways, variety. And some of them indulge in politics and implement a material condition. So, we have to cut down the tamogun and rajogun, come to the sattva. Then he will not be disturbed by this lusty desire and greed. Then he will be happy. Sutta satya proceeded. When he comes to the sattva, now he has to make further progress. Further progress means being situated in sattva-gun, it is a concept in devotion and service concept. Then he surpasses all the material qualities. That is perfection.
Sure, Prabhupada, that when a devotee is situated in the mode of goodness, that is it still that there's greed and lust there, that he becomes transcendental to it? Mm-hmm. Or the greed and lust?
Degradation can take place at any moment. You are in the material world. It is a degraded place. So, infection can take place at any moment.
It's a refined truth, yeah.
But if you remain steady in Krishna consciousness, then it will not touch. It will not be infected. If you take proper vaccine, so even though you are in the disease condition, it will not be infected. Otherwise, there is chance of being infected at any moment.
So if we, the devotees, they're coming to fish and to serve.
First time. Finding out opportunity. How to value the fact. Who do not know that every moment they are dying. Huh? Dying, death has begun since he one takes birth. And our business is before dying, we must be prepared for the next life. And here they have no knowledge. That is in the Amogun.
So if we, as devotees, in Krishna consciousness movements, are transcendental to these modes, does that mean that we...
You are not transcendental. You are trying to be transcendental. You should always remember that you are trying to be transcendental. When you are actually on transcendental state, you will not be affected by any moral samasya. That is a very process and care. It's like on the sea, you are in the boat. You are transcendental. But the boat may come merge into the water any moment unless you are very careful, flying at any moment. You are not in the water, you are safe in the boat. But if you do not carefully fly your boat, then you can fall down, I don't know. The comparison is dangerous. Nidhamadham suravam suhudhyam. Suravam. This. The human form of body is just like a very nice boat to cross over this ocean of ignorance. And the guru is a pilot, the captain. And the shastras are favorable wind. It's like if you're going this direction, if you win this blend, then automatically your boat is pushed. And behind the boat, respond the boat captain who takes the
oarsman.
Oarsman or a
feet. The steersman. Steersman. The pilot?
Yes. The chiefman. So the guru is there, he's the chief man. He's giving direction. Or the captain. And others are flying. And the boat is also strong. And the wind is also favorable. In these circumstances, if you cannot cross, then you make suicide. The shaktas are there. That is favorable to get you. And the spiritual master is directing good like you. And you have got a nice boat. And you have planned. Now cross it. Very big ocean. In the material world, the sea is fast, how big it is. So you have to cross the material sky, penetrate the covering, then go to the spiritual sky, then you are set. Anasthasmasam bhava india, basaravya sanasam. That place, in the after destruction of the whole material world, that is set. So we have to go climb the boat. That's what Krishna says in the Bible. You rascal, give up everything. Surrender unto me. And surrender unto me, follow my instruction as I give. Then you are safe. And that they will not do it. They try to cheat Krishna by interpretation. This means this, this means that. Big lesson. Big, big lesson. Krishna says something and they listen to it. Krishna says, Manvana Bhavamad Bhakta, and Dr. Radha Krishna says, no, no, it is not to the Krishna person. How misleading this was. Why you should interpret upon Krishna's word? If you have got your own philosophy, you write another book. Why you touch Bhagavad Gita? This is the stupid. Bhagavad Gita is a popular book. Gandhi also took Bhagavad Gita for his political diplomacy. This is it. They never agree to accept Bhagavad Gita. They never agree. The other day, they have got their own plan. Anam dharma, this dharma, that dharma. It's not the sarva dharma and paritra. Give up all this, kick out all this so-called rascal. You just surrender to that way. Except this, everything which is going on in the name of religion, that is cheating. Everyone is missing them. There is Christian. They are missing something. Kill means smart. It means for men. That means they are making their own lustiness, their filthy, in the name of God. Everyone is here. They are changing. Mass opinion is now homosexual. They are passing. Abortion. They are passing. What is this? This is for fulfillment of their lustry. Desires and greediness, they're bringing the authority of Bible, Bhagavad Gita, to you in the name of Jesus.
We're on the Bible in the court, and I was reading in the paper the other day that now in England they have passed a law whereby a man cannot be convicted of rape if he honestly believes that the woman consented to be raped. They said that the man cannot be convicted of rape if he honestly believes that the woman consented to his raping her.
Yes, yeah, that is all right. Rape means without consent, sex. Otherwise, there's no rape. There was a rape case in Calcutta, and the lawyer is very intelligent. Because after all says, rape or no rape, they'll see some pleasure. So, the lawyer, by who can prove, made the woman agree, yes, I said that very concept. So he agrees. After her, it is an eating sensation. So, either by force or by willing, is there eating? Everyone feels sensitive. This is psychology. It is not that the woman do not like bread. They like something. The willing. That is the psychology. They show some displeasure, but inwardly they do not. This is secular.
So what this law means is that anybody can
there
say anything.
There is no law. It is all natural. It is all law and no law. These are all nonsense. This after has a lust of desire. That's all. Everyone wants to fill the lust of desire. Unless one is not in the mood of goodness or passion, everyone is lust. That is the material world. Rajasthama. Rajasthama bhava. Kamuluha dayasthu. We are all described in this. It's like I'm a hungry man. There is food stuff. I want to eat it. So if I take my fork, that is illegal. And if I pay for it, then it's illegal. But I'm a hungry man. I want it. It's illegal. Everyone is lusty. Therefore they say legalize prostitutes. They want it. So marry it. There's something legal. The passion and the desire is the same, either married or not married. So, this basic law says better marriage than you will come for. Married life shall he not be so lusty as without him?
So the Grihastha life is a conscience.
And that's the desire under rules and regulations.
That's all.
Yeah. Your married life will commit rapes in so many ways. I better let him be satisfied with one, both the man and woman, and make progress in the future. Very conscious. Everyone in this material world has come to this lusty desire and greedy. Even demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma becomes lusty after his daughter. And Lord Shiva has become so mad after Mahimini. So what to speak of her insignificant creatures. Lusty desire is there. Very natural. Unless one is fully Krishna conscious, this lusty desire cannot be changed. Not possible.
How is it that Lord Brahma is a pure devotee?
No, he is not pure devotee.
Not?
Anyone who is in the material world is not pure devotee. He has to become a pure devotee. There are pure devotees, they come. They are not subjected to idols. They come from the very end of the foreign souls. They are above Lord Brahma.
So, Srila Prabhupada, isn't Lord Brahma the original spiritual master in essence for God?
Yeah. But we should say that it was his lila to show that even non-subjected, how much he should take his time. We should take like that, because he is our guru. We should not say that he was subjected to lusty. But he made a show that even I am also subjected. And he gave up to change the body for that. Therefore, we should not observe if there is a show of fault of the Guru. We should take the pastor. It's like the sun is sucking water from you. But we should not intend that he also let us take you. Then he's done. He can do so. The sun can do that. Still he's not at us. And they are not the sun soaks water from the could he imitate that? Let me tell you. It is not you. What is it by Ishara? Those are Ishara.
control. There is no point. He should not imitate them, simply he should imitate that innocent. Not that their activity, which you may not understand why he did it.
In the beginning stages of emotional fitness, when we're trying to make advancement, we have to tolerate the urges of the senses. But is there a point?
Very troublesome.
Yes.
Very troublesome. That voluntarily we accept some impulse. Very strong tapasya. Tapasya brahma sadhya. The tapasya means fast brahma sadhya.
How to avoid sexiness. That is the
purpose. That was hard from the place. Samena, Jamena. Jamena, Nyavena. Tagena, Sopa, Sopa.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, tapasha means first Brahmacharya. How to withstand this sex? That is fakta. Where is that tapasya? Very difficult to do this tapasya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hare Ram. Otherwise, regular tapasya is almost impossible.
There are stories after a person becomes completely purified.
Students are going to school college and they are talking about such. Very tapasya. I will just say. Together, bhakti yoga is the only way of spiritual improvement in this life. Always, especially in this life. No other method will help you. Yoga, karma, jnana, nothing. Bhakti Gaur is always strong, especially in this Kaluga. Therefore, it is said, Kalau Nasri Va Nasri Va Nasri Va. Special. Harin Nam, Harin Nam, Harin Nam. Kalau Nasri Va. People do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. There is so much in ignorance. What is spiritual life? What is ultimate? Simply like that sometimes. The dog jumps over with four legs, and if a man can jump over with four wheels, then that is what it is. They can now hear it, huh? We have got four-wheeled cars to jump over. And the dog is dancing with the legs. That's what we do. They do not know. This is as they say, dog's business. They do not know.
things. They have made this star coming from miles away. But the business is fishing.
Yes.
Bottom may look here. A constant civilization, we have got car, we are nicely dressed, we are human beings, but what is your business? You see. But Arambha, Arambha, God the Arambha, the business is the same. He is tied up, tied up, he's what?
Seagull. Seagull.
They're doing the same business, and after the much advancement of civilization, he's doing the same business. Tiger is also eating flesh and blood, and human being as scientific blood.
It can be.
But they have got scientific instruments, how to cut the cross quickly. This is good. The dog and cat, they are having sex on the open street. Now they are talking about homosex in the school college for education.
No, him. What is the standard of human civilization?
Because doing the same business, that's ordinary animals. But where is the advancement of civilization?
I think they went up that path up there. I think they went up that path up there, Professor.
Yes, this way?
Yes, I think so.
It leads to the beach.
The Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita says that happiness in the mode of goodness is in the beginning is like poison, but at the end is like nectar. Where does the poison end and where does the sweetness begin? Where does the poison end and where does the sweetness begin?
That is false sweetness. It's like sexual intercourse. It is sweet. But after effect, very poisonous. Either it is sweet or real. After effect is very we have to take care of the children. The child is disease, loading the factor, and illicit discharge of education. How many others? The both of them. In the beginning, it is very happy. But at the end, it is very disturbed. But it makes you alone.
Everyone knows it. That is deceptive. But the spirit does. Sripantani have Kripana, the Hubukrama. Therefore, this is Kripana. Kripana means Niger. Or spirit, but.
So, like you have the lusty desires.
True, that is required. Because unless you give up your lusty desires, you have to remain in this material world, and to remain in the material world means suffering. If you actually do not want suffering, then you have to practice all these things so that you can go to the spiritual. That is the aim of it. And for going to the spiritual world, you have to be completely, 100% free from all material. And so long we'll have material desires, we have to accept our material body. Nature is God. Time, all nature is so perfect. As long as we'll have a little pinch of material desire, and then materialize me, you may become a grass, or you may become a grain, or a drum. That will depend on your vision. But you'll have that.